Well, hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff at First Family Church. And what we do each week on the midweek refill is we talk through our reading plan that we're doing as a church this year. If you want to join us on that plan, you can go to firstfamily.church. And then under resources, there's a Bible reading plan page there. We are in week 24. And each week I bring on a guest from our staff. And this week we have Pastor Travis on with us. And yeah, he's gonna bring some insight into something we read this week from our reading.
Yeah, glad to be back. So currently we're in week 24, which ends the book of Romans, begins the book of 1 Thessalonians, and has some of the Proverbs sprinkled in. And it was really just a fun reminder for me of a lot of the similarities between the books of Romans and 1 Thessalonians. And currently in our sermon series, we just finished 1 Thessalonians, and we began 2 Thessalonians. And so it just put a lot of pieces of the puzzle together for me. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share a couple insights I learned specifically from Romans 16, which is the final chapter of the book of Romans. And if you were able to read it, for sure, the thing that stood out to you were the number of names. Mm. Romans 16 is just filled with people's names. And so as I was reading through Romans 16, I was just flooded with the names of the people in our church. Mm. And it was just a good reminder for me, Tanner, of the church is made of people. Mm-hmm. That's who our church is.
Right.
We sometimes refer to it as First Family Church, but in reality, just a group of people with names. Mm. And how blessed we are by all the gifts and abilities that each of those names brings to the table. And so I was just overwhelmed once again by the goodness of God to that he would be willing to allow people to be involved in my life. Mm. It talks about people who open their homes, people who gave generously, people who risked their own necks for Paul's sake. And Tanner, you and I both could list names of people that have done that very thing for us.
Sure.
Just opened their homes to us, have been generous to us, who have even risked their own reputation or, some sort of risk on their life for mm-hmm. our benefit. And mm-hmm. so just, I think the encouragement to us this week would be to remember the people that God sovereignly has allowed to be involved in your life. Maybe it's your small group, maybe it's your neighbors, maybe it's the people you serve with on your team. And just to remember that God has placed those people specifically in your life to help you grow spiritually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's literally what the church is, a called out group of people who worship Jesus together.
Mm-hmm. Makes me think of, I think you and I actually talked about this recently, about in 2025, you know, and ministry looks a lot like sitting behind your computer a decent amount, and how the church's ministry is people.
Yep.
It's a good reminder for me and hopefully our ministry leaders as well, but just our church in general that, mm-hmm. it is about the people. I mean,
yep.
We've made a big deal about how our church is not about a building.
Yep.
We're thankful for our building.
Yep.
We use it for hopefully God's glory and for the good of our city, but it's not about the building. And mm-hmm. you probably don't come to our church for the building.
Nope.
Even our campus, that's Ankeny. Our, mm-hmm. our Carlisle campus has a small office building, but meets in a school. Our Lamoni campus has a nice building, but it's not anything, you know,
yep.
amazing in Lamoni. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a good reminder for us and our people, like, hey, like, the reason you come here on Sundays isn't because of a building.
That's right.
It's because of the people, because of the preaching of God's words, because of the worship of his name. And so I think it's a good reminder for our people too, of like, there's a reason why that we don't care about the building in some respects. Like, yep. we do, but it's about the people way more than it's ever going to be about the building.
And people demand you be known, all the good and the bad. It demands time and investment. It demands work. And I think those are just, some of the reminders we each need as we read through God's word to remember, like, man, people are the priority. Make sure whatever church you're a part of, that you are known and that you know others, because that's the beauty of the church.
So maybe as a challenge to you, church, and to us as well, maybe think through the people in your life that have poured into you, that have sacrificed for you, that have been generous to you, that have helped you in your walk with Christ, maybe from our church, maybe not. And something I've been trying to do better recently is tell those people that.
Yep.
Encourage those people with that. Say, hey, thanks for pouring into me. Thanks for loving me. Thanks for caring for me. Thanks mm-hmm. for being generous with me. Even just a simple text mm-hmm. can be a super huge encouragement to someone. Because we all could have a list this long mm-hmm. Of people that have done all this stuff for us. So mm-hmm. that's good. Thanks for bringing that, Travis. That was a well-timed reminder.
Yeah, absolutely.
So appreciate it. We'll see you next time on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.